There's always been concern about the Mosul dam. As you recall, ISIS took over that dam briefly in August of 2014, and then Kurdish and Iraqi forces backed by the coalition managed to retake the dam. But at that point, there were also concerns being raised about the stability of the dam, about its maintenance. And now we're hearing, after a few months of the Iraqi government really not going into the details of the situation of the dam, overnight the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad releasing a very worrying statement saying, quote, there's serious, unprecedented risk of catastrophic failure when it comes to the dam. And they're warning, Errol, that this could, the flooding from that dam, although they don't give a timeline of when this could happen, if the failure does happen, they say that there could be significant flooding in the pathway of the flood, which hits cities, including Mosul, Iraq's second largest city, and downwards towards Tikrit, Samarra, and even reaching some parts of Baghdad. And they say it could reach Baghdad International Airport, and they say that this needs to be dealt with fast. They say that the Iraqi government has an emergency plan in place. We're hearing from the Iraqi Prime Minister also at the same time releasing a statement saying they have an emergency plan in place, but they're also downplaying it, Errol, saying it's an unlikely scenario, that they will have warnings if that happens. And they say right now the water levels are at 307 meters, and for the dam to overflow or to burst, it needs to reach 319 meters. But they're reassuring people that they have a plan in place at this point.